that is so true. Our hope is built on that there, or my hope is, and I appreciated that song. For a short devotion this morning, this past week I was reading a Bible story to the kids, and a new thought just kind of pounded me across the head here. And it was a simple message, but it was so true. And I just had to think, you know, where do I stand? It was the parable of the two sons is the name of it in the Bible. And Matthew chapter 21, starting in verse 28, it's just a short parable, but it has a deep message here. And I was hit with the thought of how do I stand according to this parable here? How is my reaction? How is my life in Christ here? So I'll read it here, Matthew chapter 21, verse 28. It says, "But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' He answered and said, 'I will not.' But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said, 'Likewise.' And he answered and said, 'I go, sir.' And he went not. Whether of them twain did the will of his father? They said unto him, 'The first.' Jesus said unto them, 'Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward, that ye might believe him.'" Simple, just a short passage and a simple message, but it's powerful. In a couple verses here before, the scribes and Pharisees were challenging him where he got his authority from, and he answered them with a question they refused to answer, because they knew that if they'd answer that question, they would condemn themselves. But here, in this parable here, they answered him. They answered him unto him the first, and they condemned themselves with that answer there, because they said that the first son here was the one that repented and did the will of the father, and they were the second son. They did not repent, and you know, the parable might be geared towards the Pharisees, but I had to think, you know, that's very relevant today for me, because have I repented? I noted the word repented in verse 29 here, about the first son. It says, "But afterward he repented." Have I repented and moved forward? And you know, I just had to think here, it's more the word repent, or it's more than just saying I do. It's taking action and doing something. It said the son went to the vineyard then. It just didn't say he was sorry for it afterwards, but he actually did go to the vineyard. Action followed. Do I do that there? Does my action show my repentance? Just like I just had to think of, you know, when somebody's married, they say, "I do." The bride and the groom both say, "I do." But they can't just build their relationship on that "I do." They have to take action. You know, you can't build your relationship on a big fancy promise, but you have to follow with action. And just like this here, the son had to go to the vineyard and work, and he was sorry for what he had done, and move forward here. You know, there's another message in here a little bit that I had to think of. Not another message, just another part of it here. He was talking about John, and I recently have been impressed with John's service to the Lord here, John's prophecy, John's service. And he was a little bit justifying what John had done and bringing out what John had done and where the Pharisees had failed. And It says, for John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. So I'm going to back up to Matthew chapter 3, I think is where it's at. And look at the message of John here and see where, just I was just intrigued with where they had failed with his message here and apply it to my life here. It says in Matthew chapter 3, verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the ways of the Lord, make his paths straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for the repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that our God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat unto the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And the verse that caught my eye was verse 8, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. So, you know, that was their fault right there. Their fruits didn't show no repentance. They basically thought that because they're children of Abraham, we're okay. We're saved because of that there. But in John's message, that was not so. So, you know, that's why in chapter 21, the parable of the sons, why the harlots and the publicans can found salvation was because they had lived a horrible life, just like the Pharisees here are, but they actually truly repented. They were sorry, they moved forward, and they did the work of God. They did the work of Jesus, and the Pharisees didn't. They just simply depended on their heritage, they depended on their status to try to get them through, but Jesus said that does not work. It takes action, and that action is where I feel like I can probably do better. You know, I just so often in these two messages the word repent comes forward, and that word repent is not just a mental change of mind, but it is actually moving forward, working. And I wrote a little note here. So it means more to me. It says, repentance means far more than just deciding to change our mind on what we believe. It means our whole course of action changes, and what we say, what we do, and how we live shows that change that we made. And in the Pharisees' lives, that didn't happen there. But will that happen in my life? Am I going to move forward like that first son and do the work in the vineyard? And I was challenged with that simple thought there. So all I have this morning, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pause before you this